Saturday is a record store day and lots of promotions, events, and great deals around the city and the suburbs. And one of our favorite family businesses is a record store on the south side, been there forever. It's Beverly Records, and John Dresnes joins us now. John, how long has Beverly Records been there?
Oh, hey. Hey, Bob. Well, it's been around since 1967. It was actually my grandma who started it up back then.
You're doing something right. And have you noticed lately young people buying the vinyl, aren't they?
It's very interesting to see because being a rare record shop, we've never really catered to the young crowd. And it's only been in the past, I guess, 10 or 15 years that we've seen so many young kids coming in to buy records. And it's, of course, they're buying, you know, the new stuff, but I'd say more of the time they're buying the classic albums, the Pink Floyd and the Led Zeppelins, which is astounding to see how much they're into the classic music.
Yeah. Speaks well for them. Beverly Records at 11612 Southwestern in Chicago. And despite streaming services dominating the business of recorded music, there is still very much a place for physical media. The Recording Industry of America said in an annual report, sales of vinyl records rose for the 18th straight year in the United States to $1.4 billion. That's the highest revenue for that format since 1984 when CDs started to emerge. And, of course, nobody buys CDs anymore, it seems. Do they, John?
You know, and that's the thing. Here's the thing. I think it has a lot to do. There's a lot of things in play with vinyl records. And, I think it's because this generation, well, not this generation, but maybe the millennial generation who didn't really grow up having physical music as a choice, right? MP3s or Napster or whoever they got their music, it was off quality, you can kind of hear the song a little bit. And when they were introduced to the song on vinyl, where you hear, I'm going to make a short story long here, Bob, but an MP3, when it's recorded, it's in bits and bytes, computer bytes, right? It's, mm-hmm. it's like a graph when they make the sound. Whereas when vinyl was recorded on tape, it wasn't those bits and bytes. It was actual voice. It was actual an audio file that was a clear vector sound image.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go from hearing that bits and bytes version of your favorite song to the actual, it's like they're singing it to you through your speakers. And I think it, for us, those of us that had kind of grew up in the 70s and 80s, and maybe our brains were able to decipher those bits and bytes, and we really didn't hear the difference. But if you never heard the actual version from before, and you hear it for the first time, it's awakening. It's got to be. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the true, full, warm sound. And also, it's so great to hold the album in your hands. Those albums were works of art, right?
Oh, and getting into the liner notes and the story.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, as you sit there and listen to your record and you got really nothing else to do, because you can't leave, you got to flip the record over. So you grab the liner notes and you start reading about your favorite band. It's really interesting how the format, and you can't really, you could probably do it on CD, but everything's so small in that little book.
Two of my favorite things about Beverly Records, first of all, it smells great in there because of all the vinyl, and it's kind of like a museum, isn't it? I mean, you've got a lot more in there than just the records, don't you?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, living museum. We actually, in the back, it's very interesting to see the stuff that's just been collected over the years. My dad, Jack, he's one of these Buddy Holly fans. He's just, he can go on and on and on about Buddy Holly. I won't dare to try to emulate what he knows about him, but in the back of the store, he's got this tribute to Buddy Holly. And back there are pictures from the night of the last concert in Iowa that were never released to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Doesn't have them. The only two places in the world that have them are the Surf Ballroom, where he performed his last concert, and Beverly Records.
I didn't even know that. What'd you say?
Yeah, we just have them on display back there, and it's pictures with Waylon Jennings and Richie Valens, and everybody on the tour is, they got a little snapshots from somebody who just had a camera and took some pictures.
Wow. That's one of the reasons you got to get into Beverly Records there on Southwestern Avenue. What are you doing for Record Store Day on Saturday?
Well, we've got, for those that don't know what Record Store Day is, I know there's a lot of these days that come up, right? Hot Dog Day and this and that. but Record Store Day is actually a really big deal, where it went from a very small thing to this huge thing that happens every year, this time about in April. And what happens is we find that artists are releasing these really hard-to-find recordings and live versions and things like that in a very limited amount of releases. And top that off, they only send them to independent record stores. So, come Record Store Day, people who are really into collecting, they'll be lining up, in the morning, probably starting about 4 a.m. to get some of their favorite releases.
Beverly Records, the place to be, and I'll see you there soon. I have to check out those pictures in the Secret Buddy Holly room you've got back there. It's John Dresnes. Hi to the family. Keep it going, John.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
You're very welcome. Here are more of those record stores doing special things Saturday, Record Store Day. Rolling Stone Records, Reckless Records, Dusty Grooves. Of course, we just talked to and talked about Beverly Records. In Oak Park also, they are going to be marking Record Store Day. And if you go online, you can find the list, and then you'll find out what your favorite record store in your area is doing on Saturday.